Stevens, WBAL News Radio 1090 and FM
101.5. C4 and Brian Neiman.
Listen wherever you are.
FM 97.9 HD2, WBAL.com, and the WBAL radio app.
The United States Department of Education, everybody, yesterday came out with their list of the Blue Ribbon, National Blue Ribbon schools for 2024. They do this every year, Brian, and 356 schools from across the country made the list. 10 of them made it in Maryland. And the reason we're talking about this from this standpoint is of those 10, five of the 10 were from Baltimore Area Catholic Schools, the Baltimore Archdiocese Schools. Now, the reason that I wanted to bring this up, Brian, is because according to the information in the Baltimore Banner, the Archdiocese has been making up a large part of the Blue Ribbon institutions for the last decade or so. And as we're looking at Kerwin, the blueprint, and all these different things we need to do to improve academic achievement. And by the way, it's not just on the issue of academic achievement that the Blue Ribbon School is recognized, Brian. It's also for closing the achievement gap, like we've talked about, you know, needs to be done in different arenas. Why are we looking at what Catholic schools and Archdiocese schools are doing and kind of doing that? Do you remember during the pandemic? We were talking about how the Archdiocese schools were opening, even though the other schools were staying closed, and they were following all the protocols. They were doing everything. As a matter of fact, the former CDC head who's here in Baltimore, Dr. Robert Redfield, was assisting them in doing all the protocols in place to get open. I guess what I'm saying is if you have a model that seems to be kind of working, why not look at some of the stuff they're doing?
Yeah, you mean Dr. Redfield, the one who hates Asians,
right? Exactly.
Asian hate because
exactly.
Had the audacity to say that he thought, as a virologist, that it was very possible that the lab leak was a real option.
Yeah. He didn't say the only option, but a high option.
Right. He's still waiting for the apology from half of the lawmakers in Annapolis.
Exactly.
Look, I think it's great for them. Obviously, it's remarkable. Five schools in the Archdiocese to make it is really, really incredible when you think about it. In fact, there were no private schools, I think, last year in Maryland that were recognized
and
as a Blue Ribbon school.
And 13 of the Blue Ribbon institutions in the last 10 years have been Archdiocese schools. They've been recognized as that. I guess what I'm saying is, you know, we can go, of course, there's the fact they accept kids that, you know, and don't have to accept kids to private school. They can go through all of that. But there's something also in the rigor in what they're doing academically to not only get high grades, but to close the achievement gap that we've been talking about.
Yes. And look, that's the complaint you always hear from those outside of the private school system is that, you know, they can pick and choose which students go. They've got a pool of
kids. That's true.
They've got better talent, essentially. That's why they're going to perform better. And they have the ability to do things that the public schools can't
do. And I challenge
that
premise. I challenge just because you have young people that have parental involvement, you have young people that come in, you know, with a certain standard, that you can't take the same model and apply that to schools that don't have all those advantages. I'm not saying you're going to get the same outcome. You might not get the same, but you're going to get a better outcome, I believe.
There are similarities and there are differences. I can tell you, as someone who is uniquely, I think, has the ability to kind of look at these things through both
lenses.
Eyes or lenses. I've got kids in public school. I had a son who went to private school. I got another one who's probably going to go to private school as well. I went to the Archdiocese schools, and it really is remarkable what they do, and there is a difference. I will grant you, class size and demands, discipline is massive.
Huge. That's the way I wanted to. Don't believe that, Brian. Discipline. That's a big part of this, and that is something that not only Catholic schools do because we're highlighting them, but charter schools and other schools that are outside of the public school model have a better opportunity to install discipline as a core part of the educational process.
Absolutely it is. And you also have the ability to pick up a phone if the child is not doing the right things and talk to a parent who is engaged.
That's huge.
A parent who is paying money, most likely, and paying
they're invested.
A pretty nice sum.
Yeah.
It's going to make sure that that child is doing the right things the next day they go to school because, well, they want them to get a better education.
And all those are advantages. I'm just saying that in all of the advantages you can put on the Catholic schools that you just did, that I'm not, you know, walking back, I'm saying they're also doing something else. They're doing other things that can be replicated that don't need a commission. You don't need to have a commission put together to study it.
No, no, no. And look, they don't hand out these blue ribbon awards for nothing.
No.
And I'm just going to guess here. I have no evidence of this whatsoever, but I know the education system. I think they would much rather give it to public schools than to private schools.
Wouldn't it be great? And particularly a Biden U.S. U.S. Department of Education,
right.
A Joe Biden U.S. Department?
So five schools in the Archdiocese of Baltimore making it in Maryland, and that actually is five of 40 non-public schools across the country. So that's a big,
big
number
absolutely.
Of them happening here in Baltimore. And look, there have been a lot of concerns and a lot of criticism of the Archdiocese of Baltimore over
warranted,
the years.
Warranted? Warranted?
Absolutely. But the schools have been well-run for a
look
long time.
Produced.
And you can also look at the fact that a lot of these schools, actually, I think all of these schools are the K through 8.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the younger schools that are doing well. And
that's where the need is.
Yeah,
that's where the
right.
academic achievement gaps are. That's where all that stuff is. Let's get Mike and Parkton on this. Mike, good morning. You're on WBO with Brian and me. What do you think about the fact that all these Catholic schools are on this list?
Hey, good morning, guys. This really struck a chord with me because 2 years ago, we transferred our kids out of public school. We're up in the Hereford zone, so we have these so-called blue ribbon schools into a Catholic school. Now, we're actually, their school is in Pennsylvania because of where we live. It's closer. But C4, you guys were talking about earlier, there was a massive difference in the academic, their school load, their homework, and so forth. And we saw a massive improvement with their grades and testing. But one of the most comforting things I heard, we immediately saw was there is just a huge difference in the discipline.
Yep.
And at the time when we were going to transfer our kids out of the public school, they were coming home. They were in elementary school. They were in fourth grade at the time. Telling us about these like hand gestures and things and so forth and what was going on I was ready to go to the principal because it was obscene. And we would just constantly get these stories about kids causing disruption.
Catholic schools don't allow that.
Yeah. There are very
absolutely
few fights
not.
In Catholic schools. There's
and,
not
you know,
happening.
If there's problems with the discipline, then kids aren't learning. And so
these are things, Mike, you don't need a blueprint, a Kerwin commission to implement in other schools. Just look at how they're doing it and try doing it like that.
Yes. I mean, it's just common sense. But thanks, guys.
I appreciate it, Mike.
I will say this, too. In my son's school, they had an engineering department. You just don't get that in a public school that was out there. They also, my son will tell you that what they did for him that he was struggling with in middle school was they taught him how to study. And he knows that skill now that he didn't have going
That's
into
important.
The school. And, we'll see what grades he gets in college. I'll report back to you, Baltimore, on that one. But he says he's doing pretty well at this point. So it is, the discipline is a big aspect
Structure
of it.
Structure is so important in this.
And the spirituality of it is important for a lot of people. Not all his kids are Catholic either, I can tell you that.
I'm just going to say, if you read this Baltimore Banner article and you look at how many Baltimore area Catholic schools are doing well, you've got to ask the question, what's going on? That's all.
All right, coming up next, let's talk about the Senate and what Mitch McConnell thinks is going to happen and how that relates to Larry Hogan. He doesn't mention Larry Hogan's name.